After months of anticipation, Kraft Hockeyville has announced the final four communities competing for the $250,000 grand prize that comes with an NHL preseason game. Only CBS has ever won the title from this province. Now, the town of Twillingate has a shot. I spoke with Matt Bruce, senior brand manager at Kraft Heinz Canada, about the competition.
Give us a basic rundown of what's left of the Kraft Hockeyville competition.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you may have seen, Sunday night, we finally revealed our top four finalists after a four-month pause caused by COVID-19. But we were thrilled to get our top four finalists out there. So Penn, Saskatchewan, Saint-Félicien, Quebec, Tyne Valley, Prince Edward Island, and Twillingate, Newfoundland and Labrador. Now, you know, what can communities do now going forward? There's one round of voting, which starts next Friday, August 14th at 9 a.m. And it runs through August 15th at 6 p.m. And that's Eastern time. And then later that evening, we're going to be announcing the grand prize winner on Hockey Night in Canada, which we're really excited about.
So what does the winner receive?
Yeah, the grand prize winner for 2020 is going to receive $250,000 for arena upgrades. The coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville, obviously, and the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game in the community, which is fantastic.
And what do these four communities receive just for making it into the final four, or is there a prize for that?
Yep, absolutely. So the three runners-up will receive $25,000 in arena upgrades. So all the four finalists that have been named have already reached that tier where they're going to get $25,000, which is a great kickstart to their arena upgrades as well.
Obviously, Twillingate is here in Newfoundland and Labrador, as you mentioned. So I guess, what was special about Twillingate? Why did they get that bump to the Final Four?
Yeah, for sure. Well, first off, let me say that, you know, this year we received thousands of entries from fantastic communities all across Canada, and it was especially challenging this year, and there were many worthy communities, and we were honored to have so many communities submit a nomination this year. But you know, for anyone who's not familiar with the nomination process, really there's two components that lead to a community being selected. So 80% of a community score is based on that community story that's submitted by a community member. And then the remaining 20% is actually what we call rally points. So community members can upload videos, photos, supportive messages, and all of these tally up to and increase the community's chance to being named to the top four. And really, with that in mind, what stood out about Twillingate was really the town's passion and spirit for the game of hockey, the importance of George Hawkins Memorial Arena within Twillingate. And, you know, something that was incredible to watch for us was how the community rallied behind, their nomination for Kraft Hockeyville, and really submitted all those photos, videos, and supportive messages that I spoke to earlier.
Now, Matt, what do the people of Twillingate, the people of Newfoundland and Labrador need to do to try and get Twillingate this win?
I would encourage them to just spread the word. Let your friends, family members know that Twillingate is in the top four, and let them know that voting opens, as I said, next Friday, August 14th at 9 a.m. Voting is unlimited, so you can vote as many times as you want during that window. And just continue to get people behind the cause and get the word out there.
And Matt, when was the last time a Newfoundland and Labrador community won Kraft Hockeyville?
We've had one grand prize winner from Newfoundland and Labrador, Conception Bay South, in 2011. They had the opportunity of hosting a game between the Ottawa Senators and Winnipeg Jets. So it's been a few years now, but we've had many finalists from Newfoundland and Labrador. And, we're looking forward to opening the vote next Friday.
Well, Matt Bruce of Kraft Hockeyville, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Great. Thanks for having me, Ben.